I'll just give a little history after talking to Julie Jamie today. Many of you know that history, but it kind of plays into what I'd like to share tonight. Mike and Julie moved to North Platte in 1994 when their son Josh was a kindergartner and Mary was just in the first grade. Our children were the same age and went through school together all 12 years until they all graduated from North Platte Public Schools. So I sat at track meets and frozen my feet off with Julie through the years, and those were fun years, and now our kids are off and grown and we're doing other things. So a few years later in 1998, of course, they founded the Rosslyn Bank, and I knew from the beginning that Rosslyn Bank would be a success because one of Mike's first few hires was two young ladies from O'Neill, Nebraska. So if you hire girls from O'Neill, you are bound for success. As the bank grew, I always took notice of how giving back to the community was and still is a top priority of Nebraska Land's business model. The bank has sponsored many local events during its 24 years in our area. The concept of giving back carries over to Senator Jacobson and Julie's personal life. Julie has volunteered countless hours locally in the area of the arts, youth, and education. Senator Jacobson has served as a leader and member of the North Platte Community Redevelopment Authority for 20 years and completed many local economic development projects during that time. He's also chaired the North Platte Airport Authority and serves on the board of the Great Plains Health Hospital. Senator Jacobson is an asset as our District 42 representative in the area of agriculture. He and Julie both grew up on farms and continue to be involved in agriculture endeavors in Nebraska with firsthand knowledge of managing crops, which is important for this area in District 42. Senator Jacobson is an active member of the Nebraska-based Ag Builders Organization and a national farm policy group of food chain leaders. I got to witness him answer questions when there was a forum in Wallace and an agriculture question came up, and I never should have doubted it because I thought, I wonder if he'll know about this. Well, Senator Jacobson knew the history, the present, and where he wanted to go with it when other candidates were coming up with word salad to try to answer it. So I thought, Senator Jacobson has got agriculture covered. We're leading up to May 10th when we'll be voting. Some of us get mail-in or complete our ballots at our kitchen tables if you're going to mail yours in. And when you're deciding who you'd like to vote for when it comes down to who will continue as our state senator, just I thought of four words: longevity, commitment, knowledge, and experience. And I think if you think of those words, one person's name will come to mind, and that's Senator Mike Jacobson. Please vote for him and consider him continuing as our senator. He'll do a great job. Thank you.
Well, I guess I shouldn't make any smart remarks about girls from O'Neill, but I will share with you that they do an alumni dance in O'Neill on the Big Leprechaun or the Big Cloverly. And it's quite an event to see people from all different ages get in and still do those Irish dances. And Michelle did a great job. I have a video if anybody likes to watch it. First of all, I'd like to thank Ty. Thank you, Ty. He's doing a great job as an MC. And I told him if he keeps up this good pace and does a terrific job, he might be doing the MC for the Miss Nebraska pageant. So if you're ever out there with pageant, please submit his name for that. That'd be great. Senator Jacobson and Julie, thanks for inviting Michelle and I to this event tonight. It's a wonderful event. We really appreciate it. And I want to really emphasize that this election cycle, Nebraska faces a number of very complex and critical issues. If not addressed correctly and timely, these challenges have the potential to impact our economy, our culture, and our traditions in a negative way. The challenges involve healthcare, the lack of nurses, the lack of professional individuals, the closure of nursing homes, not only in our area of the state, but other areas of the state. Education, the lack of teachers, qualified teachers, health standards, critical race theory, declining scores for our academic achievements for our kids. Other issues include agriculture. We have a war going on in Europe right now. How does that impact us? Well, 40% of the grain is produced in Ukraine. Russia produces about 80% of the fertilizer for our nation, too. So our farmers and ranchers are already faced with high fuel costs. They're faced with where are they going to get their fertilizer. Those are tough issues to address. We have an antiquated tax structure in Nebraska. And if you take all those issues, you have inflation going on. Now, which of the three candidates has the background to address every single one of those critical issues, including inflation? There's only one. And it's our current Senator Mike Jacobson. So thank you, Mike, for agreeing to serve. I'd also like to say, if we are to be successful and meet these challenges, our generation, if we're going to be successful and meet these challenges, we need a state senator who is intelligent, hardworking, who speaks his mind, and stands up for the conservative values of our state. And that is Senator Mike Jacobson. Mike is not a career politician. He has no desire to be a career politician. And so I think he serves us well. And he is looking for solutions for us, not to line his own pocketbook, like sometimes we see on a national level. Mike understands the issues and concerns and has demonstrated and responded to the people of District 42 in a respectful way as our current state senator. And I emphasize respectful. Like I said, Mike is intelligent. He's innovative. He is also proactive in his dealings with issues and has a long history of achievement and investment in West Central Nebraska. District 42 needs to elect conservative Mike Jacobson to continue to represent us in Lincoln. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Julie, both.